Hey, gang. Welcome to, what is the name of this show? National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the hoarse voice of free speech because I've got a hoarse voice. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send the fundage. You know how to do it. Today is Monday. We've got Mark Collett. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hello, Patrick. I should be imagining that you want me to do most of the heavy lifting today.
I think so. But, you know, like, I had a Thanksgiving show. I had a day after Thanksgiving show, even though RBN didn't require it. I just wanted to do it. And so I'm not one for missing work or missing the show. So we're doing it. But
you do sound a bit worse for wear, though. You sound like you've... You do sound rather hoarse.
Yeah. Yeah, I sound hoarse, and it doesn't help having that saddle and bridle in my mouth either. So,
good dad joke.
Yeah, well, it is a dad joke. So, anyway, here we go. The big news, of course, since we last spoke, is the Kanye West thing. It keeps going on and on and on, and he went, not only did he go to Mar-a-Lago and have dinner with Donald Trump, but he brought Nick Fuentes with him. And the reports are that, Kanye had Nick say certain things to President Trump. President Trump apparently was impressed with Nick. He's under all sorts of pressure to denounce Nick, which he hasn't so far, but, you know, who knows. There's all sorts of things around that. Well, let's get into it. So, you've seen the news. What's your first
impression? I've seen the news. Firstly, it's good news. Firstly, this is a good thing. Obviously, Nick Fuentes is probably seen by the press as the modern day equivalent of David Duke. He is somebody who is classified as a white supremacist, as a neo-fascist, as a Holocaust denier, as an anti-Semite. They've used all of that terminology against the young man. Yet he has still had a audience with Donald Trump. That is massive. And Trump's support base still can't be underestimated. It is a significant number of people. This is huge news, and it's good news. It represents what we often call as a shift in the Overton window. It represents a massive lurching towards our political points, because Trump is now meeting people who are openly anti-Jewish. Not anti-Jewish. They're not anti-Jews. They're anti-Zionist and they're anti-Jewish.
Or anti-Jewish power.
Anti-Jewish power. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They are against Jews having disproportionate power in the West and wielding that power against Western interests. That's a very important thing. And the fact that Trump is meeting these people is very, very important. Now, that's the good news. The good news is it has been done. And as of recording this, which is quarter past one on a Monday afternoon here in what is actually the sunny UK, despite being late November, it's actually a really lovely day. So, you know, as of time of recording, Donald Trump has yet to disavow Fuentes, and he is yet to throw him under the bus. And I've always said one of the big problems for Nick, because Nick's making these huge inroads, would be a disavowal from Trump. It is something that could, not definitely would, but could damage Fuentes' momentum. I'm not saying it will absolutely happen, but I'm saying it could. Now, here's for the negatives. Donald Trump is one of the most disloyal people in politics. He is known for throwing his closest, most loyal supporters under that bus. He chucks them under that bus and he doesn't care. If they are no longer useful to him, they go. It's as simple as that. And he has done that to numerous people who were massive Trump supporters. And he's turned some of those Trump supporters into his enemy. He's actually turned some of his most ardent supporters into his enemies because of his complete refusal to be reasonable with them. I think that's fair to say. Now, I think the problem you've got here with Nick Fuentes is Nick Fuentes is somebody who has said things that definitely many of those in the mainstream and those who are sort of, you know, mainstream Republicans would definitely balk at. And there is going to be huge pressure put on Trump. And I think Trump has got a very, very bad track record for loyalty. And so far, I'm not sure. I don't know this. So I might be speaking out of turn. I don't know what was said at that meeting. But I'm not sure what Nick Fuentes has to offer Trump other than his support and the support of his very young support base. But will Trump, considering Trump has dumped so many people who have on paper got more to offer him than potentially Nick Fuentes, more in terms of money, prestige, power, etc. And, you know, it's hard to see Trump not turning on Nick if it becomes expedient. And I don't want to see that. I don't want to see Trump throw this eager young man under the bus. That would displease me greatly. But I was listening to some of the things Kanye said, actually. I've not listened to what Nick said post this meeting, but I have listened to what Kanye said. And Kanye made some very interesting points. Kanye said he went to Donald Trump and he said to Donald Trump, why didn't you pardon the January the 6th people? Why didn't you pardon all of them before you left office? You know, these were your, you know, vanguard. These were the people who would have died for you. These were the people that were ready to go to the wall and do whatever it took to stop the steal. And fundamentally, you betrayed them. And I don't think on this show that's a controversial thing to say. I don't think what I'm saying would be something that you would disagree with. Would you, Patrick? Or would you agree with that? That Donald Trump was very disloyal to those people?
He was absolutely disloyal to those people. I mean, he spent the next 2 weeks asking Jared Kushner for Jews that he could pardon. And meanwhile, these people were getting rounded up.
But this is what I'm saying. So fundamentally, this guy is a disloyal guy. And, you know, I'm obviously very unlikely to ever meet Donald Trump. I'm very unlikely to be in the position Nick Fuentes was. He's got himself in this wonderful position. It's undeniable. But the fact is, when it comes down to it, the issue here is that I don't want to see that young man hurled under the bus by a disloyal Donald Trump. And Donald Trump has a history of that kind of absolute disloyalty. But Kanye never fails to surprise me. Obviously, Kanye is somebody who, you know, has come out and he's talked about this Jewish power. And he's also talked about what Jews use their power for, because they're two different and very interesting and necessary points to discuss. Not only that they have such power, but what they use said power for. But he's come out and interestingly, he's said to Trump, hey, why did you do this? Why did you throw these people under the bus? And I think that's a point that needed discussing. I think it's a point that absolutely deserved raising. And the fact that it's taken somebody like Kanye to come out and pull Trump up on this, I think that's very interesting. I think that says a lot. And I personally, I think Kanye needs to be absolutely praised for bringing this up and saying this, because no one else is saying it. You know, no one else is daring to say, hey, Donald, you messed on your best. You know, your most loyal supporters, you were happy just to let them rot while a bunch of, you know, criminals, you wanted actual genuine criminals, you were begging to let off you know, and asking, oh, well, which Jewish criminals can we let off? It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. So you're talking about freedom fighters going to jail while actual criminals walk free. And that says a lot about Trump. And it's something, and I'm not one of these never Trumpers. I'm not one of these people on the right who feel so, you know, broken by Trump not delivering on every one of his promises that I'm no longer, I lack the pragmatism going forward to understand that Trump still offers us something. I understand that Trump offers us something. I'm not one of these people who can't be pragmatic or when they see an issue, they can't be reasonable about it and brush certain things off. I can brush things off, and I can absolutely brush off some of what Trump has done to say, yes, he's better than Biden. I think the people who said, no, we'd rather have Biden over Trump. I think that's insanity. That isn't clear thinking. But
I like the point made last time about Trump being the genuine or the actual acceleration candidate.
Yeah, Trump is both the wise vote in terms of what he actually promised, but he's also the wise vote if you want accelerationism. But I do think here that Nick Fuentes, you know, I hope he doesn't get thrown under the bus. I hope he doesn't get thrown under the bus. And I was also very disappointed that obviously Kanye West was with Kim Kardashian. Now, I have a very low view of Kim Kardashian. I think the things that she pushes are terrible. I don't think she's a good role model. But I do think it was absolutely tactless of Trump to call her a whore to Kanye West. That's the mother of his children, and I see it as rather senseless. I don't see the point in doing things like this. And fundamentally, that probably underlines a lot of what Trump is. A lot of what Trump is a guy that you say, I don't know why he did that. You know, I don't know why he would do that. Why would you? You know, this guy's reaching out to you and wants to make a friend of you, and then you tell him his ex-wife that he still wishes he was with and the mother of his child is a whore. That's a bad thing to say. It's a silly thing to say. It actually makes no tactical sense to say that. And I know people will say I've got no right to say this because I've never been in the position of power or wealth as Trump. But I do think Trump, despite all that power and wealth, has a lot to learn in terms of his interpersonal skills with the people he needs close to him. And he also needs to stop thinking that the entire political right are his pieces on a chessboard that he can move around and discard when it's expedient to do so. And he has to start treating them like humans.
Well, you say he's got a lot to learn, and I'll add to that, he's got a lot he will never learn.
Well, no, obviously, I always say this. This is one of my little sayings. A man should sort his affairs out in his 20s. If a man fails to sort out his affairs in his 20s, he still has a very good chance of sorting his affairs out in his 30s. If a man fails to sort out his affairs in his 30s, he still has a decent chance of doing so in his 40s, but it takes a lot more effort and you have to do a lot more to get things fixed when you're that age. I know that because I had my first child when I was 39 and I was getting close to that wall. Was I 38? Well, it doesn't matter. The fact is, I think I was 38 actually. That sounds awful. I'll have to work it out. Anyway, the point is, when it comes down to it, you have to get your affairs in order then. Now, if you're leaving it to your 50s, you really have probably gone past the date where you're going to get things sorted out. You know, if you haven't started having children, if you've not got a wife and kids, if you've not got your affairs in order, if you've not got a career, doing so in your 50s is, you know, I would say, exponentially harder. And anything past your 50s, it's not really going to happen. That's not when you're going to start a new childbearing relationship. That's not when you're going to, you know, change who you are. The die is cast by that time. And I don't think Trump is going to learn. And I think some of Trump's hesitance to do anything different or take advice from anything is something that's hurting. And again, people can say, well, Mark, you know, when you've achieved what Trump has, you know, come back to me and, you know, and start giving out advice. Well, you know, when it comes down to it, I will probably never achieve what Donald Trump has. That's a fact. But I can see where the man's going wrong. I can see where the man's going wrong. And unfortunately, I can see him, if this all gets horribly mismanaged with Nick Fuentes and Kanye and others, I can see him throwing them under the bus. And I'd hate to see that, because I hated to see what happened on January the 6th. And I remember on January the 6th when Ashley Babbitt was murdered in that Capitol building. She posed no serious threat. She was unarmed and she was shot dead. And fundamentally, there's no outcry. You know, there's more outcry if some, you know, black gangster, you know, if some black gangster was attempting to rape a woman and a cop pulled out a gun and, you know, blew his head off. You know, there'd be more outcry over that.
Why could have just tased him?
Why didn't you tase him? Why did you have to use lethal force? Why did you do this? And that is literally what you have. I remember seeing recently, there was a white woman lying on the floor about to get stabbed to death by a black criminal. And the white cop was, or the cop was, I'm not sure if the cop was white, but the cop was forced to open fire and kill this criminal. And the cop was immediately put on administrative leave. And there was people going mad. Why didn't he tase him? Why did he have to do this? And you're exactly right. So, you know, this is the sort of thing where Trump could have come out and said, look, if Ashley Babbitt was black and was robbing a convenience store, you know, at knife point, and somebody had shot her then, you know, if she was a black male robbing a convenience store at knife point and had been shot, you know, there would have been an outpouring of why? But why? Why do we need this? But because it's a white woman who supports Trump, it's kind of like she got what she deserved, basically, was the message from the media. And that's disgusting. It's absolutely reprehensible. And these are the things that I shouldn't be bringing this up. I shouldn't be the one sat on RBN bringing this up with Dr. Patrick Slattery on a Monday. This is something that Trump should be saying at these giant rallies and saying to his people, look, these are the inequalities of modern America, and this is why we need MAGA. That should be a Trump message, not a Colleton Slattery message. And it can be depressing sometimes to actually look at the situation we live in and unpack all of this and say, hey, a white woman can have her head blown off by some absolute POS security guard when she's unarmed and posing no threat and the world doesn't blink. But some, you know, repeated robber or rapist or animal, you know, gets shot by a cop and boom, you've got thousands of people out on the street demanding justice, in inverted commas.
Right. So regarding Trump insulting Kanye West's ex-wife, I had to really resist the temptation to insult her just now myself. But regarding that, according to some unnamed source and probably an unnamed, I think an unnamed anti-Kanye source, Trump got a phone call in the middle of the conversation and then his tone changed. I don't know. At any rate, there's a lot here. So, you know, obviously Trump is somebody.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I don't know. At any rate, there's a lot here. So, you know, obviously Trump is somebody who he has all sorts of personality defects. You know, when people talk about him being a narcissist and this and that, yeah, it's all true. It's obvious. And one of the astute points that Don Black from Stormfront had made years back is at some point Trump was inspired by his own followers to do what's right for America. Or another way of putting it is at some point Trump did the calculus and saw that his own interests had some sort of overlap with the interests of the American people. So it's not really as if he's acting. I mean, maybe you could be charitable and say, well, yeah, maybe he decided he wanted to do something good after, you know, decades and decades of just enriching himself. You know, maybe you have people like Andrew Carnegie who, after decades and decades of enriching himself, thought, oh, you know, I'm probably not going to get into heaven if I don't create a whole bunch of libraries and museums and whatnot. So, I mean, you've always had that amongst the American rich. But so there's that whole Trump aspect that you addressed pretty well. He may very well throw Nick under the bus, but it is when you think of the really, really poor quality of people that Trump has surrounded himself with ever since he's gotten into politics, just horrible people. And every now and then he gets, you know, some a genuine supporter who might have certain skills. I mean, I'll just say Senator Jeff Sessions, who wasn't really such a great senator, but he was something, and he was at least a genuine Trump supporter, and he made one mistake, and Trump just trashed him and thrashed him. So that's what Trump is like for sure. But there's another aspect of this that I want to get your opinion on, because it's significant that Trump had a conversation with somebody who speaks as clearly as Nick. As he's very articulate, very intelligent, and also has this track record of being extremely pro-Trump, and yet was able to tell Trump bluntly how bad his announcement speech was. And of course, he was there because he is going to be working for Kanye West in Kanye West's campaign to be the next president. So Kanye West is running for president. Whether or not there's any possibility of him actually being elected is kind of besides the point. Presidential campaigns are vehicles for movements. And Nick Fuentes has determined that the Kanye West is the vehicle for the movement, and so he's quit his show, and he's gone. I don't know if you heard this, but I listened to Nick Fuentes' show on Friday night. Nick has said that he's not doing any more shows, and he is going to, and hinted, well, I mean, it was obvious that he is going to go work on the Kanye campaign, probably as communications director. So the next question is, Kanye West is determined to turn this into a movement, and he is surrounding himself with people, obviously, of higher quality than Trump did. So what do you make of this?
It's a bad move. Bad move. I think that Nick's shows are integral to his platform, Cozy TV. I think his shows are integral to the young people who follow him. And I think that unless I'm missing something, and if I am, I don't want to be speaking out of turn, but unless I'm missing something, which I don't think I actually am, why wouldn't you have time to do a couple of shows a week as well as do the stuff with Kanye? You know, I think his shows have a real importance to his community, to his followers, to the people who have been very loyal to him. And one thing, whatever you think about Nick Fuentes, and Nick Fuentes seems in this movement to be a bit like Marmite. People either think he's the best thing that ever happened. Do you guys have Marmite? You probably don't. You probably don't know what I'm talking about. Marmite is a spread that people put on their toast here in the UK. And when somebody says it's like Marmite,
it's like Vegemite. It's some sort of yeast extract.
Yeah, and it's something that people say. You either love it or hate it.
That's what it is.
Yeah,
I only know Vegemite because I've been to Australia.
Yeah, so it's like you love it or you hate it. You either think it's the greatest thing ever, or you think it's still, absolute crap and you don't like it. And the point is, I think that he is somebody who is, in that sense, people either seem to love him or they seem to hate him. But I'll tell you this now. He has built up who he is off the back of those shows. And one thing that nobody can take away from Nick is what I think is one of the most important things any content creator has. And this is the highest praise I can really give anyone. And it's something that goes hand in hand with people who are successful. Everyone who's successful needs this. It's consistency.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you.
Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing, nothing without a woman or a girl.
And this is the highest praise I can really give anyone, and it's something that goes hand in hand with people who are successful. Everyone who's successful needs this. It's consistency. And over the past few years, Nick Fuentes has shown a absolutely huge commitment to what most people can't do, and that is to remain consistent. Now, I've been in this movement for quite some time, as you know, and I've been in a very long time. And I'll say that since 2016, there have been so many people that have come to this movement, been super enthusiastic, been really good voices for the movement, genuinely decent voices. They've had an idea for a show, they've started that show, and the show has probably not lasted 2 months. It's come, it's gone, it's had that real burst of energy on the first show, and it's brought in super chats, people have pledged money to it. Yep, we want this show, we like it, this is going to be the go-to show for these people and this part of the audience, and it's gone, it's disappeared. And you know what, I actually think that's quite demoralizing for people, because when you donate to something, when you pledge your hard-earned cash, and it disappears, and people just give up on it, and it goes from being, you know, twice a week maybe, to then once a week, then once a fortnight, then once a month, then whenever we can be bothered, and then it never happens again. It's demoralizing. And I think Nick's consistency as a content creator in this movement is something that can only be praised. It's something that stands him, he stands out because of that consistency. He is that guy that never misses the show. He's that guy that always makes it work. He's that guy that gives, you know, his opinions on a regular basis to his crowd. And I think that's important. And I think him stopping doing that is a bad thing. I think it's bad for, you know, the movement. I think it's bad for his audience. And I think it's going to be bad for his standing. And mm-hmm. I'm not saying people shouldn't ever go on to better things, but I just think there could have been a way to balance this so he didn't lose what he was known for. Because he has become such an influential voice. He has built that alternative platform that's doing very, very well, despite people saying it was a scam and it wouldn't. It seems to have done very, very well. And it's not one of these sites that's paywalled. It's not one of these sites where, you know, to be on it, you have to be one of the secret squirrel club. Anyone can go and put in a URL at Cozy and watch a full show. And I just think, you know, I know you really like him, and I don't want to speak ill of him in any way. And I certainly don't want to get into some stupid spat with him, because I've said he, you know, I've said that my opinion is slightly different to his on something. But I do think his strong point was his consistency and his ability to always, and this is so important, his ability to always have his take on the latest happening was always in the wild, always in the wild. So whenever something happened, Nick Fuentes was the guy who made his voice heard on that issue. And I think that's important. And I think as time goes by, if he doesn't do his show, I'm not saying all of his audience will drift off and it'll be over for him, because I certainly wouldn't want that. And I certainly don't think that would happen, especially not in the near future. But I do think there'll be a lot of people in his audience who will really, really miss that scheduled regularity and that almost foundational thing of him giving his opinion on the latest happening. And I know people will say, well, he'll still be using his social media and he'll still be doing all these other things. But it's not quite the same reading a tweet or reading a, and I hope he will be back on Twitter. It's not quite the same as reading a tweet as it is to hear him give one of his impassioned or humorous talks on something. So, you know, as I say, without counter signaling him, I do think he is potentially making a slight error of judgment to give up what he's famous for, to do something so radically different, and radically different in a way that might actually shield the public from him or keep him back from his public. Because he isn't going to be commenting as Nick Fuentes. He's going to be commenting as a head of campaigns or a communications officer. So you're not commenting as yourself. You're commenting on behalf of someone else. So I think that's an important thing. I as I say, I don't want to get into any arguments with people.
Yeah.
But well, I do think, you know, that's an important
thing. That was, it's very interesting that you took that perspective. When I was asking the question, I was thinking more of what does it mean, not for what does it mean for Nick and his I know a lot of his followers. I watched that last show and there was over 400 super chats. I didn't get through all the super chats. I'm sure he, and some of the super chats were quite large. I'm sure he got well over $10,000 in super chats in that last show, probably a lot more than that. And he certainly has a devoted following, and I think there are going to be a certain amount of lost sheep with him not doing that show every day. But my actual, what I was wondering, what I want your take on, I still want your take on, is what does it mean for Kanye West? What does it mean for what Kanye West has been doing for the past, what, 5-6 weeks? Which, is this going to keep it going? Because Kanye West is surrounding himself, you know, if Nick is one example, well, the other person he is being associated with is Milo Yiannopoulos, who is much more of a mixed bag probably in a lot of ways, but.
Yeah, not still, as enthusiastic about that one.
yeah, but still, he's surrounding himself with people who are willing to talk about Jewish power, and certainly in the case of Nick Fuentes, are a lot more, you know, have a certain experience and a certain skill in talking about Jewish power. And I think, you know, the significance of Kanye West doing what he's doing is that he is bringing the discussion of Jewish power to the public. He's doing that, and which is huge. And this is what, you know, we've been calling for years and years and years. And now he's the one who's doing it. And to see him surround himself with somebody like Nick Fuentes, somebody that he didn't know, whose existence he might not have even been aware of, but he recognizes him as being valuable and being, I mean, just the contrast between that and the low quality, abysmal quality of the people that Trump surrounded himself with. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, I think on the surface, very good thoughts by Kanye to actually get somebody in who knows about the JQ, knows about what the issue is, and is ready and willing to hit the ground running. So the problem is the JQ is a big, complex issue. And if you don't know what you're talking about, and not everyone is a David Duke or a Patrick Slattery or a Kevin McDonald, not everyone can, you know.
Thank you for throwing me in there with him.
The problem with you, Patrick, is you are a genius level person and you always have these incredible takes. It's just you're not as good at promoting yourself as others. So you're a bit like that. You're a bit like that really, really nice girl who's probably as good looking as all the others, but doesn't tart herself up as much. So she probably doesn't get invited to the prom by the quality man that she should because she just doesn't do the promotion. And I think that's you. Whenever you have something to say, I always think it's absolute genius. And what many people on this show probably don't know is if I'm writing something and I'm not sure how to improve it, Patrick's one of my go-to guys to come to because he is a genius. And, you know, anyone that underestimates Patrick Slattery is making a major error of judgment. But the point is, having somebody like you on his team who knows about the JQ is what he needs. And he's got Nick Fuentes. And Nick Fuentes isn't as schooled as you, but he is schooled. Now, the problem you've got, though, is twofold. First, Nick, and I don't think this is unfair to say, has had a very strange work cycle for the last few years. Probably working late, doing shows, and then sleeping through most of the day. Now, you know, that is just the way his life has gone. So, fair enough. But now he's going into a more real world working environment, somewhere where you probably can't sleep through to one, get up, go for a snack with your mates, and then, you know, sit around checking the net until it comes round to your show, where then you make the hottest takes on the things you read about earlier. It's going to be a very different thing. Now, I've worked in proper political campaigning at a level that very few in this movement have, because I actually got people elected to high office, to the European Parliament and to the Greater London Assembly. So the highest position that you can be elected to in Britain is British Parliament. The next highest position was the London Assembly in terms of power. The next highest position, arguably, was a member of European Parliament. So although I never got anyone elected to actual British Parliament, I did get people elected to the other two. And that was a lot of work. And I can tell you, that's not a job that you can take lightly. It's not a job that you can do whilst messing around or doing other things. It's a job that you do absolutely up at 6 a.m., up at sometimes before then, at your desk, 6:30, you've got to be organized. You've got to be on top of things. It's not something that you can do as you do if you're a streamer. You know, you're not living the full-time streamer life anymore. So that will mean some adjustment from Nick. And I'm sure that if Nick manages time correctly, he can do it. Now, the second thing, which I think this is the other reason why Nick shouldn't have dropped his show, is because he is exposing himself for the first time in his life to somebody else's will. Now, Nick's a very strong guy. He's a very erudite guy. He's a very intelligent guy. He is a man that fundamentally has always trod his own path. He's made his own rules. And because of that, he's always said what he's wanted to say. And I think Kanye's probably very similar to him. But often, when you have two people who are both cut from that cloth, they're often not the kind of people who always get on with each other. So if you've got two free spirits, both of whom are in their own right are very much alphas, they can often clash. Like, no disrespect to this gentleman, but David Duke is a very strong personality. Now, I can't think of anybody that David would get on with less than another David Duke. And I don't mean that with any disrespect, but putting two absolute alpha males who like to make long speeches and be the center of a discussion in the same room together and getting them to work together would probably be more akin to Godzilla versus King Kong than it would a working relationship, you know. And I hope they don't end up clashing. And I also hope, because Kanye's going to be surrounded by a lot of different people. He's going to be surrounded by people who genuinely care about him. He's going to be surrounded by hangers-on who want his money. And there's also the chance that he's going to have some very, very interesting people come to him now who think he said the right thing and want to drag him in their direction, some of whom will be black nationalists or black Christians or black anti-Zionists. And Nick has said some quite fruity things about black people in the past, some of them in jest and some of them probably less so in terms of jest. And I look at that and I just wonder whether Nick going to Kanye is the best thing in terms of a future career, because he's then going from being this free man to being at the mercy of Kanye. And I'm not sure whether that will be the best thing for him.
Okay, well, look at things from Kanye's point of view. I'm not trying to convince you of anything. I'm just saying, what about, if you're just strictly looking at Kanye West, so he's come out, he's gone DEFCON 3 or whatever, and he's not shutting up, and now he's brought on these two people, and obviously, you know, Milo Yiannopoulos is not Nick Fuentes, he's a different person. But what do you make of the direction that Kanye, and he's announced, he's revealed that he's running for president, and being a fashion designer, he's already released his Yay 24 t-shirts, so or sweatshirts, I guess they are. What do you make of the state of the Kanye cost right now?
Look, we don't know whether he's going to run. And people might be saying, well, Patrick's just said he said he's going to run. And people say a lot of things. And they say things because it generates publicity and gets people talking about them. Whether he actually does run, with the expenses of running, the stress of running. And we're in 2022. 2024 is a long way off. You know, they say a week is a long time in politics. Well, 2 years is, you know, is an age, is a political age. You know, if you think over a 2 year period, you know, we saw the downfall of Theresa May, the rise of Boris Johnson, the fall of Boris Johnson, the rise of Liz Truss, the fall of Riz Truss, the rise of Rishi Sunak. You know, that's in, that might be just over 2 years, in fact. But I think it's roughly a 2 year period. So a lot can happen in politics in 2 years. So whether he does actually go for it, who knows? And standing in a presidential election is a massive, massive undertaking. So I actually don't know whether that will come to fruition. But you don't know. Nobody does. And we also don't know whether he's just doing this to try and get further in with Trump, or because some deals are going to be cut. You know, somebody might say, I'm standing, as a way to call somebody else's bluff to see if they can make it so the other guy pulls them in and is like, hey, you know, why instead of you not standing, why don't you come on board with my team and be my running mate? I'm sure that Kanye went to Trump not to say he was standing, but to say, I'd like to be your running mate, because that does make more sense.
What he literally said is he would like Trump to be his running mate.
Well, according to him. But when it comes down to it, there's a lot of things that can happen. You know that. I know that. It's an interesting time. But one thing we've got to say is it is A, going to be very, very interesting. But B, yeah, in my last point is B, and this is very important, in the hurly-burly world of dissident politics, often the more dissident the politics, the more turbulent things can be. I think that's a fair thing to say. I don't think that's an unfair thing to say. And what I think with Kanye...
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Often, the more dissident the politics, the more turbulent things can be. I think that's a fair thing to say. I don't think that's an unfair thing to say. And what I think with Kanye and what I think with Nick is I genuinely wish them all the best. I hope it isn't turbulent. I hope they flourish together as a couple. But I do worry that Nick has given a lot of him, a lot of what he is and makes him who he is, to Kanye already. And doing that is a dangerous thing. You never want to give too much of yourself to someone too early into a relationship. And I mean that in, with all due respect, and from any point of relationship, a business relationship, a financial relationship, a romantic relationship, never give yourself too early to someone else, because it's a way that can lead you end up getting hurt. And I hope everyone comes out of this with something positive. And when I say everybody, I'm not just talking about Nick and Kanye. I'm talking about the movement and people of European descent. I hope we all come out of this, you know, with something good.
Yeah.
I genuinely do. And I wish both of them all the best.
Well, we only have about three more minutes. One thing I see, and looking at Trump, and Trump, if you listened to his announcement address, he's obviously got these people who are pulling on him to be establishment Republican, to be a politician, be an establishment Republican. It's 8 years ago he came down the escalator. He said Mexico's not sending their best. They're sending rapists. They're sending murderers. Presumably some of them are good people. And you know, he made his campaign all about immigration. And to the extent he talked about foreign policy, it was like, why do we need NATO? Why can't we get along with Putin? So, I mean, it was just very, very, very different, very anti-establishment Republican. And now in his recent announcement that he's running for president, he's talking about inflation. He's talking about, you know, budget deficits and the crazy left. And so he's obviously being pulled in by the people around him. And now there's this other force that's saying, yeah, well, what about Jewish power? You know, and it's just going to be interesting to see how that goes. We've only got another, you know, minute or two. Any last thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think we've covered a lot of good things today, and I've really enjoyed this show. And I just want to make it clear that we've talked about things today, and I think we've talked about this in a respectful manner. And I don't think this is me and Patrick involving ourselves in drama. I think this is me and Patrick genuinely wanting to talk about a serious issue in a respectful manner. And I think that's important in this movement. I think it's important to be able to hold a discussion without eviscerating the person that you're talking about or being utterly disrespectful to them. And as I said, no disrespect was meant by what we said. We're not tearing strips off anyone. And I do hope this is all resolved, or when I say resolved, I do hope all of this leads to a positive outcome for people of European descent, because that fundamentally, whatever you say, is the most important thing. That at the end of all this, you know, for our people, the truth comes out and positivity prevails. I think that's really my final message. So, you know, I hope something good comes from this.
Okay, well, thank you for joining me, Mark.
Thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure, my friend.
Okay, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.